been terrific. It was a real privilege working for them. They're like a family, you know, the way they look after everybody. And I loved meeting all the nice customers, different nationalities, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say goodbye, you know, to them.
Mm. And what was it like getting a job there in the first place, May? Because I think in your previous job, you lost it because you were told you were too old.
Yes, I was in British Telecom and they wouldn't employ you after 60. So then I was a year trying to get a job. And one day a good friend of mine said, May, they're looking for people at B&Q and this is the last day for applying. So I went in to the job market. It was Duke Street then. And the lady said, there's 1,700 people in for this. Oh, I said, I probably won't have much chance. But anyway, we applied for it and then they called me in about 3 weeks later, I think. And I started on the 20th of May, 93, and I was 61. Mm-hmm. But I was very apprehensive first, you know. I thought, how will all these young ones take to me? Mm-hmm. But I got on fine. I never, ever seen any animosity towards me, ever. They were terrific.
And last day tomorrow?
Last day tomorrow.
Yeah, how are you going to feel?
I don't know. I was saying to Lauren upstairs, I don't know what retiring is. So I'll have to get used to it. Mm-hmm. I'll probably find something to do, you know.
Will you?
Some voluntary thing, yeah.
Have you got something, planned at this stage?
No, but there are a lot of charity shops, so that I'll probably try some of them, you know.
Yeah, you just couldn't give up the world.
No, I can't see myself staying at home all the time.
What always amazed me about people who worked in DIY stores, you walked in and you asked them for the smallest of item and they could tell you straight away where it was, or they could take it to the aisle where it was and point it straight away. How did you manage all of that?
Well, the various people are all trained in the different departments, like decor, hardware, you know, the kitchens or the gardening. But I was nearly always on the tills. Mm-hmm. But I would call someone if I didn't know where the item was.
You were at the money end.
I was at the money end. I loved figures and money, you know, just serving people.
Yeah. And all the technology, of course, that's changed because people used to come in and hand over cash. Now it's all cards and PIN numbers. And
the majority, the big percentage is cards now, mm-hmm. you know.
And you see, when you go home, are you a kind of a DIY person? Could I go and ask you, could you put up that shelf for me?
No.
And that sort of thing?
Oh, no. I've been getting some house repairs actually done this past while myself. I'm nearly finished now, but I've got somebody to do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it, how much it can take over your life when you're working somewhere like B&Q. It becomes a way of going.
It was so exciting going to work every day because the staff, they always had time to acknowledge you when you went in. Mm-hmm. And the manager, if you met him in the corridor, he always had time to speak. Mm-hmm. They were just terrific.
And what do you think they gained from you?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask them. But I got on well with the customers. They were super. They were really nice.
What did you feel at that time when you were told by your previous employers, it was BT, that you know, they weren't going to keep you on. But you knew in your heart that you had all these years of, you know, good work in you, and you wanted to carry on working.
But do you know the funny thing? When BT and the post office were combined, then you could have stayed on after 60. But BT, I think it was 1984, they went private. I think that's the right date. And then after that, of course, BT wouldn't keep you after 60.
But how did you feel about that?
Oh, terrible, because, you know, you were well able to do the job. Mm-hmm. And it just felt awful having to go home and leave it, you know.
Before you leave us this morning, is there anything planned tomorrow when the store closes?
Oh, we're having a buffet at lunchtime and we're having a meal in the evening, all of us. So then we'll say that'll be the last farewell, end of an era.
And you wake up on Monday morning
and no job. It'll be awful.
Well, who knows? Somebody might be listening out there this morning, May, who might think, May is a woman for me.